Pam Swider is our special guest this morning. I'm Blaine and Lisa with Allison. Let's hear it for Pam.
Good morning, Pam.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
You just had an event over the weekend for Take Back the Night.
Yes, we did. We had a benefit dinner at Weber's Inn. And
we're big fans of,
Wait a second. Did you have the prime rib? Because I hear good things about the prime rib.
No, we didn't do the prime rib. We had chicken and pot roast.
Tom, did you have the prime rib? Pam's husband, Tom, is in the studio.
I'm not allowed to eat with the group.
Hey, Pam, is he one of those guys you can't take him out in public?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Which one of you guys isn't? Because you are, and Warren is.
Yeah, Pam, my wife and I went to her sister's wedding over the weekend, and we had a wonderful time, and as we were getting ready to go, I had picked out some clothes. And I said, don't you think this looks really good, these pants, this jacket? She goes, yeah, you don't know what you're doing. I'm no longer allowed to pack my own clothes, pick out my own clothes, or even shop for my own clothes. What is Tom not allowed to do?
What is he not allowed to do?
Yeah, he can't do.
You have to help.
Well, he's not allowed to eat with the group. We learned that already.
Yeah, we sit him in the corner like time out.
Well, Pam, you were telling us that last year you guys did a dinner and there were about 30 people there for that.
Yes.
And this is a fundraiser.
Yep.
And this is basically to raise awareness about the problem of this is something that's very sad that's in our community, and that would be rape. But this year, close to double that amount of people came out.
Yeah, so we actually had over 40 silent auction items that were donated by community members and local businesses. And we were actually able to raise over $1,000 this year.
That's amazing, Pam. Now, April 2nd, there is the Take Back the Night rally.
Cool.
And I'm going to be there. I'm gonna help MC it.
You're leading the rally?
Yeah, and I might like bust out some sweet raps. Is that what an MC does, right?
Yeah, that is what an MC does.
So I might get all dope.
Allison,
I'll be
should...
what up, West Side?
Allison, is there any chance you could throw on your headphones and share with Pam some of the sweet rhymes that you can bring to the table?
I don't know. Actually, Pam probably hopes that I don't do that. That's probably what she's hoping. So
that's April 2nd.
Yes.
And again, where is this going to be?
It's at the University of Michigan Diag is where the rally starts. And then after the rally, we march through the campus streets and through downtown Ann Arbor.
And I imagine there are a few women who are involved in this who have been victims of rape, or maybe have a family member who's unfortunately been a victim of rape. And this is some sort of way, I guess, part of that all healing process that people talk about.
I myself am a survivor, and that's how I got involved. And it really helps to empower and take back some of that, the power that you lost.
Yeah.
And the reason that it's called Take Back the Night is women shouldn't be afraid to go out at night. And so we're taking that right back.
Well, thanks for coming in. Let's hear from Pam.
Thanks, Pam.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
The website again is tbtnannarbor.org. Take Back the Night. The big rally happening on April 2nd. Allison will be there. Pam will be there. You can be there too. And tbtnannarbor.org if you need more information from 96.3 WDVD.